You and your tani have handed over the māngai for the māngai for the Māori Iron Man series. Let's go back 15 years and have a sort of bit of a discovery in terms of why you developed the program.
I suppose in short, I was a lifestyle coach at a Māori house provider, Te Taitinoa Here Tonga, and the KPIs and outcomes that DHBs and central government expected didn't meet what we needed to meet in terms of what our whānau's needs were. So it was measuring people's waste, it was weighing them, and really that stuff just weighs them down. So and for me, it was about losing the weight in their minds, not the physical weight. So yeah.
And like many of these type of projects, has it started off quite small, but 10, 11 years into it, hundreds if not thousands of Māori participants.
Yeah, we had 273 in our first year, and 2022 we had 3,200 and realised that was just far too big and kept it back at 2,500, yeah.
And now you've handed over. Why is that, Heather?
Well, succession is key, and I don't believe we do that early enough or often enough. And for me, I wanted to ensure that this beautiful kaupapa that belongs to us all outlives me in many generations to come. If I died, tomorrow and I still owned it, I could almost guarantee it wouldn't survive. So succession and transition are key. Yeah, and I mean, my husband and I, we reset our lives and, where we want to go, what we want to do. And my mum recently passed in December. And life, you only get one life, Shane.
You do.
And it's time to reset. So,
Heather, who's going to run it now, and do you envisage any changes to the structure?
So Te Taitinoa Here Tonga will run it. They have huge capacity, huge resource, and I do hope there's some change to the structure. There was myself, my CE, and my husband, and we've been slogging it out for a number of years by ourselves. So it needed extra resource. It needed innovative ideas. I feel like I'd taken it to its pinnacle, and we're quite proud of where we did take it to, but it just needs new minds, new ideas, and fresh energy.
So Heather, you're very well known for the Iron Māori competition, but also you came to national prominence as a result of being a political activist, particularly aligned to Te Pāti Māori. And of course, very recently, we've got a by-election going on for the Hastings District Council, the Takitimu electorate, which is the Māori electorate, and you put your name forward.
Yeah. As I said, we did a bit of a reset with the engagement with the sale for Iron Māori started, sort of around the time that I stepped out. Prior to that, actually, we'd been thinking about it for about 4 years, but the actual engagement started around the same time. I do have a fire back in my belly to get back into the political arena. Before Mum passed, when I stepped down actually from Te Pāti Māori, Mum's been involved in politics for years, and she said to me, don't leave it too late. Have a rest, reset, but don't leave it too late. And then when she passed, she said, promise Mum that you'll get back into it. And I'm not doing it because Mum wants me to. Mum was a union delegate. When we were growing up, Mum was always at the marae meetings, at committee meetings, because they weren't called board hui's then, they were called committee meetings. And so I've grown up around politics, and yeah, local government was, made sense to me, start small again, and yeah, so I'm excited. I haven't put my nomination in, but it closes on Thursday, so we're about to do that on tomorrow. Yeah.
Heather, local body politics is a tough gig, and I've spoken to politicians that have been involved in local body politics and then went on to parliament, and they say that about local body politics that you never leave it. You go up to the shop to buy your milk and your newspaper. The shopkeeper wants to talk to you about the footpath outside. You've got a crumbling infrastructure and a government that looks not willing to invest in that infrastructure and wants to spend elsewhere or save money elsewhere. Tell me about the sort of the two or three sort of issues of real concern that you want to address if you are elected to the Hastings District Council as the member for Takitimu.
Well, I think the first one is you're absolutely right. We're closer to, I suppose, the knife, in local governance. But I think the key issue for me is education, as our whānau don't know the advantages that we can access in local government. Everybody thinks it's about rates and rubbish, which it absolutely isn't. There's a big part of that. And three waters all of a sudden seems like quite a good idea at the moment. But when I put my hand up, I thought with the current environment of this coalition government talking about Te Tiriti and He Whakaputanga actually assaulting it in their communications, for me, I'd like to drive where our manuhiri, that we do welcome into our country, have an obligation to learn about Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and they must attend Te Tiriti o Waitangi workshops that are provided by iwi and hapu, not by a crown sector or local government sector, but actually by the mana whenua of that region. What that does is it shows them, you know, how the current government foundation was formed. It shows them an obligation as manuhiri, which they, you know, people come and they always say, we're all Kiwis, you know, this is all of ours, but actually they will forever be manuhiri, but it's a place that they can call home. I think for me, it's driving the education process of the founding documents of this country. It also provides an opportunity for the community and our Māori whānau that aren't so connected with Te Ao Māori to be able to engage in those workshops. And, you know, Dr. Veronica Tāwhai, Bill Hamilton, we have a wealth of knowledge of whānau around the country that could help us deliver these workshops that, you know, they're pretty sharp, to be honest.
Well, it comes at an interesting time, Heather, where it seems that this government, particularly under David Seymour, wants to take the treaty out of local government. How do you think you're going to balance the ability to deliver treaty awareness at a local level when you've got a government that wants to take the treaty out of mainstream dialogue, documentation, etc.?
Again, Shane, it all comes down to education, but it's about how we portray that education, not through a level of fear. But, hey, we're the mana whenua in our rohe, and we've got a really progressive council at the Hastings District Council. I mean, they voted in Māori wards, so that's one step closer to the goal of enabling and ensuring that these Te Tiriti o Waitangi workshops are catered for. I've got every faith that our local council will be quite open to having that, and it could also be the catalyst for everybody else to be just as brave around the country, every other council. So I think, like I said, Shane, the current environment, we need something like this. We can't be challenging it at a central government level when we've got manuhiri getting citizenships in our own regions that don't have an obligation under Te Tiriti o Waitangi.
Hey, Heather, in studio I've got Jamie Daly. He's very involved in, very interested in local body politics, particularly here in Tamaki and Makaurau, and he's got a question for you. Kia ora, Jamie.
Kia ora, Heather. Kia ora, Shane.
Kia ora, Heather, just
looking at your mid to long-term strategy, you mentioned the recent passing of Mum. In terms of the by-election, the upcoming by-election and the term of that by-election, do you sort of feel, Heather, that this is a kind of a stepping stone for you to re-enter into central government? And have you sort of plotted a timeline in terms of re-entry into that space? Because sort of gauging the corridor, there's no doubt there's a pebble under your shoe that you still want to remove. Yeah. To coin Darwin's face.
He has some amazing mic drop one-liners, doesn't he? You know, for me, everything's about timing. And you're absolutely right. This is me sort of, you know, resetting and going, okay, let's start, you know, at a small scale. What I would say is I do feel like I want to re-enter back in 2026, I think it is, isn't it? Into that central government political arena. But for me, it's with who, you know, it's ensuring that I rebuild my profile around locally, but also keeping my eye on the national landscape. But yeah, for me, it's with who.
Now, very interesting, Heather. Just about this time last week, Winston Peters made his famous comparison co-governance and the Nazi. And later on in the week, one of the quotes that he brought forward was something that you said quite a few years ago. Now, what do you think about being drawn back into the national nationwide politics, central government, and through Matthew Winston's comments?
Well, I was told by a very wise man who will remain anonymous, or he may not give me any more leads on what I need to do, but he told me that any publicity is good publicity.
Yeah.
And for me, I thought, great, you know, he's you know, helping to grow my profile again. But really, we all know that was a deflection. It's not saying, oh, but they said this, so that makes what I said okay. I found it a big deflection, and those types of deflections are colonization. Imperfection, doing stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And Heather, of course, at the last election, at the last election, you were originally the Te Pāti Māori candidate for Ikoro Rāpiti, and then we had the defection of Mika Whaitere to Te Pāti Māori, who stood in that seat. Just reflecting back on that, Heather, is there a bitterness or a sadness in terms of the way you were treated by Te Pāti Māori?
I would say there's a disappointment. Yeah. My mother always told me that to forgive, and often that's very, very hard, but there was definitely a disappointment. I don't hold any bad hara towards them. And it's too late to say shoulda, coulda, woulda. Mm. And I'm always about focusing on what's ahead, and there's opportunities for all of us ahead. And if we continue to look back at what I didn't get or what they didn't get, then, you know, we're using energy that we can focus on what we can get moving forward. So, I mean, I see the Te Pāti Māori candidates, we're all fine, you know, we're all having discussions, and I do believe that there should never be one sole voice. So I think stepping out gave me a good opportunity to reflect and have a look at the way we operated when I was in Te Pāti Māori.
Heather, just thinking about that, and it was the only seat that Te Pāti Māori failed to pick up, and in fact you were rather supportive come election time of Quishla. Do you think if things hadn't have changed, if Mika wasn't introduced to Ikoro Rāpiti, that you could have won that seat?
Well, I think hindsight's always that provocative thought, but he mana kei a Quishla, you know, he mana wahine a Quishla. I never want to be able to be a person that speculates based on we'll never ever know. And I think I'd rather leave it with he mana kei a Quishla. Yeah.
So tell us, just for the whānau that are listening, the nominations close on Thursday. What's the time frame in terms of the election for the sorry the by election for the seat of Takitimu in the Hastings District Council?
24th of May, we'll know who the candidate. I know I've got two challenges currently, so yeah, got to work for
it. So it's an open race. Yes, 24th of May, and then postal ballots, as I understand it, eh?
Yeah, postal ballots out on May the 2nd. So 24th of May, we'll know whether I'm the Takitimu ward councillor.
Hey, Heather, I want to thank you for being on our show this evening. I think that I think that's going to be a by-election that not only the people of Hiratonga will be very interested in, but political operatives and watchers like myself will be. So all the very best as you challenge yourself, as you've said in our kōrero today, for the by-election. Tēnā koe.
Great. Kia ora kōrua. Kia ora.